Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. It's hard to repeat.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tonight.
It's Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game 1 tonight. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves have finalized their roster, which includes NHL draft choices, Team USA members, and Stanley Cup champions. Be there October 14th for the home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Kyle Hendricks will be on the mound for Game 1 of the NLDS tonight in Washington. He'll face Steven Strasburg. Anthony Rizzo lays out the game plan.
Our whole staff is really good, and he's been pitching really well lately, and we try to get to him early, like any pitcher, get our guy a lead, get Kyle a lead, and go from there. But it's baseball, you got to play all 27 outs.
So the Cubs released their NLDS roster this morning. John Lackey to the bullpen. Leonis Martin and Tommy La Stella will both play in the postseason. Hector Rondon will not. Boston and Houston play game 2 of the ALDS today at 1. New York and Cleveland get underway at 4. Cubs and Nats pregame at 5:30 here on The Score. Chris Bryant coming up next. Bears making some roster moves ahead of the matchup with Minnesota on Monday night. Today, the team signed free agent linebacker Howard Jones to the practice squad, waived defensive lineman Mike Purcell. Blackhawks back on the ice this morning after a big 10-1 win over Pittsburgh last night. Bulls taking on Milwaukee in preseason action. Lauri Markkanen will not play tonight. And the U.S. men's national soccer team in World Cup qualifying action tonight against Panama. This scoreboard update is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. And listen to 670 The Score for all your baseball playoff coverage, including our weekly front office show with Theo Epstein or Jed Hoyer, brought to you in part by CDW. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Nationals at 5:30, right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
Today's Friday for us.
NFL teams too.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green. Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Yvonne.
NFL team 6.
Running back Marcus Allen, Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No, sorry.
This is my day.
There's Juwan Howard, second last year in rushing.
That's going to be a hold.
Yes, these two, I call them the Blues Brothers. These guys are fantastic. Uh-oh, get out. Oh, no.
Ball falling on.
Oh, terrible start for Chicago.
This is my day. Woo.
This is literally seconds ago.
Here's to one hell of a career.
Yeah.
This is seconds ago in the Cubs clubhouse.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
We are back at one of our favorite places.
Yes, we are.
Thanks to our friends at Bud Light, the Bernstein and Goff Show comes to you from Fatty's in DeKalb.
We have returned.
However, we can't bury the lead here. Jesus is fired again.
Well, Jesus looks like he's got a job interview anytime now.
Well, he's a math professor here. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, but
either that or a high school basketball manager.
He cut his hair off. All right, so we did this last time. Yeah. It was probably Locks of Love or St. Baldrick's or whatever he does.
And by the way, there's a lot of people who aren't here right now who think that you have already launched your war on Christianity with firing Jesus.
No, quite the opposite. In fact, we are now, as we did last time this happened, we're recruiting a
new Jesus?
A temporary Jesus.
Well,
we need one.
This Jesus is a little worn.
It's just when he cuts his hair off, it's not the same. So if last time a guy drove in from Aurora and he showed up and started blessing everybody, we don't know. And then I think
this is the Jesus that blessed me with the Buy Cracky T-shirt, if I'm not mistaken, all those many years ago.
I think the other one is in prison, but I'm not sure. He either moved to, Michigan,
where do most people find Jesus though,
or he's in prison, or both.
Just saying.
Yeah, we never quite got the exact answer on that, but we're going to give you our.
That's a hell of a start to the show, by the way.
Look, it's important. We're in DeKalb, and the afternoon show has traditions here, but the idea is for you to show up at Fatty's in DeKalb, and we are giving away a pair of tickets with a parking pass to Blackhawks Flyers on November 1st.
And maybe you can suit up in goal for the Flyers like you could have last night for the Penguins.
We're gonna get to that because that was awesome.
You talk about not caring on your first day. Just, all right, whatever. That's a good shot by you. Got another one.
Time for us to go to the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com.
Could this guy play goalie for the Pittsburgh Penguins last night?
Hey, you know what? He looked like Ben Bishop once you put all the pads on. He'd probably take up some space there. I don't know if he's ever been on skates in his life, but Chris Bryant is on Twitter at KBryant23, and he is with us now on The Score on a big day, on a game day. Chris, it's been 6 months, and here you are again, right back to what feels like the start of something.
Yeah, it's been, it's definitely gone by really quick. I mean, it feels like yesterday we were just wrapping up last postseason, so hopefully we can end up the same way.
What are you going to apply to these moments for maybe some of the younger players who haven't been there and Ian Happ and some of the other guys? What can you apply to the moments that you have experienced in the last couple of years and kind of make sure it sticks this time around so you guys, some of the guys who haven't been there don't get caught off guard?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something obviously we have going for us is the, experience of the young group that we have that has been in the postseason. With a couple of new guys. So I think, all the guys that haven't been there, I think they'll fit in just fine with, the group that we have. And, I think just the biggest thing is don't go out there and try any harder than you have in the previous 162 games. I mean, that's what we preach is to treat every game the same. Just because it's a little louder, a little more important doesn't mean that you need to go out there and try even harder. So I think that's the biggest thing for us.
How do you balance your careful and mindful prep with also keeping a clear head? Because I'm sure there's video of you against all these pitchers and a lot of history, a lot of stuff you can run through. But when you actually get up there, it's still kind of feel it, see it, hit it.
Yeah, exactly. And it goes back to what I just said about trying harder. I mean, just because it is the playoffs doesn't mean you need to, sit down and break down video for an hour before the game. I mean, if you just do what you normally do. Whether that if you do break down video for an hour, then do the same thing. But for me, it's pretty much the same routine, same thing, just a little different schedule with all the postseason festivities with, the lineup announcement and all that. But it is the same game that we've been playing the last 162 games. So treat it as such and, hopefully we end up on top.
Every season is different. How does this one differ from the last couple of times that you've made your way into the postseason?
Yeah, very different. I think, obviously we got to work harder for it this year. Last year we, got in really early, so I don't know if we were more rested last year or what, but I kind of like where we're at this year, just given the fact that the last 2 weeks we played some really good baseball. You know, I think we're 15-4, I think, over the last 19 games. So that's a pretty good way to head into the playoffs. And we feel good about that. You know, we're not stumbling into the playoffs. I think we're, you know, running into them. So I think that's going to help us.
We talked yesterday. We had a terrific conversation with your former teammate, Jason Hamill. And one of the things I asked him about was, from his perspective as a starting pitcher, the significance of particularly that difficult third time through the lineup. We know that Dusty Baker likes to go with his starters. He likes to keep his starters in the game longer than some managers do. So there have been some analysts who believe that this series, in large part, will be decided from the fifth through the seventh inning. When you face a pitcher for the third time, what's running through your head? Are you thinking, what has he not shown me, or are you just naturally sort of picking up on sequencing?
Well, you certainly hope to, you know, those first two at-bats, first at-bat, actually, I mean, you really want to try to see all his pitches, see what he has, unless, you know, the first couple pitches are there to hit. You know, but I think something that sticks out with the Nationals starters is, well, two of their top guys have four pitches that they use, and starters usually have, you know, four pitches, but, you know, they're really only good at throwing three of them, so you can almost eliminate one, but these guys, they throw all four of them, so that could make it tougher that third time through the order, which it's what makes them so good. So, yeah, I mean, you do try to pick up on the sequences and stuff, but everything's different, I think, in the playoffs. I mean, you know, I think you're a little more focused. You know, sometimes, I mean, even last year I found myself hitting some pitches that, you know, I get on base, and I'm like, I don't even know how I just hit that. So everything's different in the playoffs.
Yeah, piggybacking on that, I don't know how much of the playoffs you've consumed, but starting pitchers have been getting yanked early, and leave it to Trevor Bauer to be the one that throws the best game out of the few games that we've watched so far. Why do you think that is? And do you think the urgency of the moment sometimes calls for a quick hook, even if a guy hasn't settled in yet?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's all a trust factor, and you know what the coach manager has in terms of his starting pitching. But I think the big thing with the bullpen usage is that just the guys in the bullpen usually have the stuff. I mean, you look at especially the Yankees. I mean, I watched a little of that game, and their bullpen. I mean, I don't think they have a guy that throws under 97 with a, you know, a hammer for a breaking ball. So I think when you give batters new looks, you know, here and there, you know, it makes it harder for them to be comfortable, have a comfortable at bat. So I think that's why you're seeing that.
So in just a couple of answers already, you've been sort of the same guy who said, don't do anything different, keep your routine, yet you said everything's different in the playoffs. How do those things reconcile each other? How can you know that everything's different and yet try to keep everything you do the same?
Right, yeah, I mean, personally, in the playoffs, for me, everything's the same. I mean, I try to, you know, stick with my routine, what I'm thinking on the field, just because the crowd's screaming louder. You know, it's not going to change the way I think, but I think it changes the way, you know, the coaching staff has to manage for sure, because, you know, they're the ones making the decisions, and as players, we just go along with it. So, you know, the players, you know, we're not changing anything, but the coaches, they're the smart ones. They're the ones trying to have the best matchups, the best chance to give us to win. And, you know, I think that kind of explains the whole, you know, bullpen coming in, even in the first inning. I mean, it happened with us last year and Chapman being used a bunch, and it worked out for us. So I think we're going to see a lot of that this year too.
Chris Bryant joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show at 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Chris, Steven Strasburg is a damn good pitcher, but everybody's got a game plan. I'm sure you guys have a game plan against him. What, without giving us too much, take us behind the scenes a little bit. How do you make sure that Steven Strasburg is taxed enough that you're making himself put in uncomfortable positions?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, with any pitcher, it's just all about, you know, working the counts, get the pitch count up. Obviously, you know, you don't. With a starter like that, you want to get around the game as quick as possible. Even if we're talking all this bullpen about, you know, guys having all the stuff at the bullpen. I mean, Steven Strasburg is kind of, you know, I think he's you know, a starting pitcher with closer stuff. So, you know, that's definitely a tough guy to hit. But I think if we, you know, we're out there putting together quality at bats, just stringing a couple of hits together, you know, just passing the torch like we have been, you know, this whole last month, I think, you know, that sets us up good. So hopefully we can continue that into the playoffs.
Is your buddy Bryce Harper completely healthy or not?
I have no clue.
Oh, yeah, of course you do. You guys talk all the time.
No, I didn't ask him about that. We were, you know, when we get to you, we were just talking about, you know, obviously what happened back home. But, you know, I didn't know. I didn't talk to him about that at all.
But, now, are you also joining him in helping out with raising some money to help people affected by the mass shooting?
Yeah. We, yesterday, you know, before our practice, we, you know, did a little PSA that I think they're going to put on the, for the game tonight, before and after, just doing our part, what we can. You know, obviously we're both born and raised there. So, it's near and dear to our heart and, you know, just a tough time for the city, but you know, we're doing all that we can.
I wondered too, and much of what we've been reading in the aftermath of this is just how wide open the Nevada laws are regarding guns, regarding semi-automatic weapons and open carry, and just how easy it is for people in that state in particular to get massive amounts of all kinds of ammunition, whatever guns they want, wherever they want. Was it ever anything that sort of culture that you were aware of growing up, or is that just not something that was ever affected your life?
Oh no, I never got around that. Honestly, for me, it's just baseball and school, and you know, I mean, I never really got involved in any of that. But I know that Vegas is a great place to live, and I've enjoyed, you know, I live there. I want to live there for, you know, every off season going forward. And, you know, I've really enjoyed being raised there.
All right, Chris, stay healthy. Enjoy this time, because we will. I mean, we enjoyed the last couple of years, especially last year at this station. So enjoy this time, because they're not promised, even though it seems like it, with
absolutely
the youth and talent on this team.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, guys. We'll certainly go out there and, you know, try our best for you. Don't get too stressed.
Oh, we'll be fine. It's just baseball. There's some other people that need to hear that message, I think. But, Chris, go get him. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
That is Chris Bryant, brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. We will come back and get this Bernstein Golf Show started in earnest from Fatty's in DeKalb in just a second, so keep it here for a full day of fun on The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ferguson. With locations coast to coast, Ferguson gives small business contractors the edge. There are plenty of great rivalries in college football, none better than Army-Navy. The game drips with tradition and intensity and is unique because the entire student body from both schools are in attendance. The only unfortunate thing about Army-Navy is that it overshadows Navy-Air Force, which in its own way is every bit as fierce. Part of this is that the two schools have dominated the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Both teams will go into tomorrow's game in Annapolis convinced that the winner will win this year's CIC, even though Army has improved greatly the last two seasons. But it's more than that. There's genuine animosity here. The players respect one another, but don't like one another. Each believes firmly in their way of life and football. I'm John Feinstein.
My home needs something.
You know what Macy's Backstage is perfect for?
Finding those just right little accent pieces
that really freshen up your home.
A great vase.
The perfect mirror.
Candles, throw pillows.
Remember that elephant statue?
So cute.
And every week there's new stuff.
With prices so low, we never need coupons.
Okay, we've gone backstage for fashion, handbags,
even pet gear and toys.
But today, we're giving our homes a little backstage style.
Macy's Backstage, savings for everyday life. Visit Macy'sBackstage.com for location.
locations.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Formerly Modern Tuxedo is the place to get decked out for a wedding, holiday party, or homecoming. Tuxedo, suits, men's clothing, they have it all. Visit one of their five Chicagoland locations or formerlymodern.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Libra, this week will show you some adventure in your romantic life. Scorpio, it may be the week for the secrets you've been hiding to see the light of day. Sagittarius, if you're looking for love, expect something big to happen this week. Capricorn, you find yourself in competition with someone you usually need to partner with. Aquarius, if you've been looking for a change in your life, it's a good week to make a big one. And Pisces, it's easy to get buried in your weekly chores, but try to make some time to get some fresh air. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This week, the history of sports.
This week in 1882 had the first World Series game. This week in 1911, Cy Young had his farewell appearance in a Major League Baseball game. Woodrow Wilson became the first president to attend a World Series. This week in 1915. This week in 1921, the World Series was first broadcast on radio. The Yankees tied their own record of four consecutive World Series wins this week in 1952.
And more coming up soon, right here.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday, in the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst...
It's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars...
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, premiering Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type
stuff, right?
That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
600.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and soon on watch670thescore.com, I believe, because Brian Gertz is out here. If Fatty's with us, we're hanging out in DeKalb, doing our thing with Bud Light. Make sure the Bud Lights are flowing. Taking you up to that 5:30 pregame show with Mark Grody right here on 670 The Score.
You already heard from Chris Bryant. You will hear from Olin Krutz at 2 o'clock.
He's got Cubs thoughts.
He might. We don't know. Brian Billick is going to join us at 4.
He's got Cubs thoughts, too.
Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we are streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We are also on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. Our website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. That's where you find podcasts. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And as Jason mentioned, we are indeed video casting as well. That's at Watch670TheScore.com and on Facebook Live. And is directed here at Fatty's today by Brian Gertz.
More than half a century of Colt 45 and then Astro baseball. No world championship. One trip to the World Series in 2005 where they were promptly swept by the White Sox.
You are fake news.
You can just start with the beginning of that clip. More than half a century of Colt 45 and you'll end up looking like Billy D. Williams.
Well, then I'm in.
Billy D. still looks decent.
If that's the case, then I'm in. Was he 80?
Might be 82.
Could be, maybe even older. Our engineer is Marshawn Robinson.
If you don't think Jose Altuve is one of the best players in the game right now,
one of the best players in the game?
The guy averages 200 hits a year, Mike. He averages 45 doubles a year.
So he averages 45 doubles. Okay? Now, how did that help his team when he scored 85 runs?
Well, you gotta have drive.
Yes, sure. Okay. He's not one of the best players in baseball. Cano is.
Altuve drives one to deep left center field. You want to join Babe Ruth on the list? He just did.
He just got a hit just now, too.
Well, he stays getting hits because he's one of the best players in the game.
See, I'm bothered by the fact that he went with individual runs scored, right, which is as bad as going with RBI.
Yeah, it's tough.
All runs scored is your on-base percentage and your teammate's batting average. So you're pretty,
for those of you who didn't know that,
you're pretty much okay with just your on-base percentage
It's the Paula Deen rule, man. Like, don't expect more from people who have shown you less.
Stop. You want a stat? You want sabermetrics?
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, you can't argue with that.
Yeah, what are you going to do in that scenario? Get mad at Mike Francesa for not being younger and cooler?
This segment is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. And our producers today, the EP, Nick Shepkowski.
Nice little break coming off of a short week and recharge our batteries a little bit. Actually watch a little college football and come back Sunday and get ready for Pitt. Questions? If not, I'll head to the bar.
Go get him. Former NIU head coach Dave Doran, who at one point was sitting
right there.
You interviewed him, and then Terry and I interviewed him.
Okay.
He's like so, like, there's waves of
super
footballiness that just radiate
he
off
cries
of him.
Tiny football. Yeah. And then he bounced.
Yeah, and he sort of stares at you, and it's like, I think I'm supposed to do push-ups. I wasn't sure why. I felt compelled to immediately begin doing push-ups at that point.
Hey, I know we got to get to Tanny, but before I forget,
yes,
off the highway, Somebody's got to do something about that Husky sign spelled out. Because I'm sitting there, like, spelling it myself, like, all right, here comes the U, here comes the S. And I'm almost on the damn side of the road trying to figure, like, I'm waiting for the end like a novel or something. Like, give me the exclamation
point. There's going to be a twist.
That thing is stretched out for, like, a mile.
There's going to be a surprise ending.
Yeah,
there's
gonna be like thinking, is there an X? You know, are they going to go with a Z? Like, Bad News Kennels. Like, what do we, hey, make sure that you give somebody some notice not to stare at those letters on the way off the road.
There's some sort of ironic O. Henry.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Like, oh, I can't wait to see what happens at the end here.
It's a good thing they're not selling Burma Shave anymore when you're reading whole verses as you drive by. Jason would be like, what the hell's this?
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on.
Off.
You know, family road trips. That's how I learned to read as a kid. That's why I can't read well now.
Well, I used to actually track all the different gas station brands.
Yeah?
I would have a checklist. And I'd be like Esso and Amoco and Sunoco. I would circle them.
I used to track the cars that were better than the ones that I was riding in and then look at my father in the driver's seat and wondered why he didn't love me as much as their dads did.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
10 years after Northern Rock, our economy is back on track. The deficit is back to pre-crisis levels. Sounds if my voice isn't on track. Let this party celebrate the wealth creators, the risk takers, the innovators and entrepreneurs. We will oversee the biggest expansion in training for doctors and nurses. And we shows what good the Chancellor's cough suite is.
Yeah. Yeah, at some point you gotta punt.
Theresa May better kind of shut it down.
We've all been there before.
Oh, yeah.
Or you've got either a belch or a cough locked in there that wants to come out. But at some point, you got to punt. You got to say, you know what? Can I get a couple of seconds? You know, because comedians do that all.
I got a chance here. Let me clear my throat.
And we. And we.
I hope they don't. Let me clear my throat. I need these monitors right here.
And we. And we.
There it is. Party starting early here at Fatty's. Tell your friends. Tell everybody on campus. Come on down to Fatty's and hang out. Who's going to drive me home?
Tonight.
All right, we got an update. We'll start the show.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Head to Rio Dunamar in Cancun with Apple Vacations and your favorite Chicago Bears players. Visit applevacations.com/bears for more info. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
The way you get good quarterback play is get the other 10 guys to do their jobs. And we have to eliminate those things first. And we lead the National Football League in plays behind the sticks. No quarterback can be successful that way.
Bears offensive coordinator Dow Loggins stressing it will take the entire offense to help Mitchell Trubisky have a successful NFL debut.
This is the first time we've had the same offensive line 2 weeks in a row. And making sure we're doing exactly what Mitch feels good with.
Perhaps the best player on that line is right guard Kyle Long, who's been using this week to adapt to his new quarterback.
With, you know, Mitch's ability to run outside the pocket and extend plays like he knows how to do naturally, we need to be prepared to block longer than we're used to. Just kind of watch out for holding and stuff, because with him moving around, we don't want to tug jerseys and put ourselves behind the sticks, because we've seen that does not work out for our offense.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:30 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie Carroll. The Wolves have finalized their roster, which includes NHL draft choices, Team USA members, and Stanley Cup champions. Be there October 14th for the home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs and Nationals open the NLDS tonight in Washington. Kyle Hendricks taking on Steven Strasburg in Game 1. John Lackey will pitch out of the bullpen in the postseason. Pregame with Mark Grody starts at 5:30 tonight here on 670 The Score. The Bears today signed free agent linebacker Howard Jones to their practice squad and waived defensive lineman Mike Purcell. Sam Bradford practiced with the Vikings today. He hopes to be able to play against the Bears on Monday. Bulls taking on Milwaukee in preseason action tonight. Lauri Markkanen will not play again in this one. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon is back, and 670 The Score has your exclusive coverage. Join Josh Liss and other marathon experts Sunday from 7 to 11 a.m. as they break down the race and interview special guests throughout the show. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. in the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on the score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Nationals at 5:30, right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
At Governor State University, you prepare for life's expectations and for the unexpected. Learn how to put your passion first at GSU's graduate and undergraduate open house on Saturday, October 14th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
This segment is brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149. So we've talked before yesterday evening about how we were going to manage flipping channels and everything going on. So I did want to watch the NC State Louisville game. I wanted to watch the NFL game. I wanted to watch the baseball.
Not all.
And I wanted to watch the hockey. So I will just tell you this. If you are a goaltender, do not take a handful of Quaaludes before a game.
Tony Montana's woman.
I mean, what in God's name is wrong with that poor man?
Dan?
He fell in warm-ups, right? He's kind of like, okay, here we go. And it's like, I made the joke that it seriously looked like he had half a bottle of Wild Turkey before he hit the ice.
Not even.
I mean, it was...
Goldschlager.
And then, like, Reuben Brown, yeah, holding exactly, the bottle. Yeah. And then it's like, there's shots where, oh, he's not even looking for the puck until he's digging it out of his net.
Yeah, you can play basketball high. You can't play goalie high. And I think we realized that last night.
He said yes.
Right.
And he said yes again.
As he takes another bong rip while guys are slapping shots after him.
So pull it together.
This was my experience with the Hawks and Penguins last night. And I apologize. No, I don't. Kiss my ass. What happened was I'm watching the baseball game. And I'm like, all right, I'm in. And I wasn't feeling too good, so I took a little medicine. I, got on the adjustable base, tilted it up a little bit so I could watch the television while resting a little bit. I go in the front room, and I go, oh, you know what? I'm DVRing the Hawks. Let me check the Hawks out real quick. There was 15 seconds left in the first period, and I go, what's the score, sweetie? And she goes, the Hawks are winning 5-0. I'm like, this mother, like, if you don't want to tell me the score, don't, just say I don't want to tell you the score. So I walk back into the room, and I see it's 5-0, and I cannot believe it. And then the fact that they got a lot of people's nights over quick, by the way. Like, everybody who wanted to, ooh, I want to check out this Hawks thing to start the season. If you're that guy or girl who's like a casual Hawks fan, you tune in at 5-0, like, all right, I'll check you guys out tomorrow.
Well, what happened was we tuned in. I put my son in charge of flip duty. And I said, look, there should not ever be a commercial, because it was supposed to be a hockey practice night, right? But I came home.
Stitch a pair of Nikes for you next?
I came home, and he was in no condition to go to hockey practice.
Was he high, too?
No. We were.
Oh, you had the bubble guts?
Lest we have a Ben Bishop-type situation.
Oh, yeah, the BGs.
Second Ben Bishop reference. So I texted the coaches, and I'm like, nah, this didn't happen tonight. So
was he walking around like a, like, did he need a bag? Like,
it was
one of the horse and carriages
bad.
Downtown
so
Chicago.
I said, look, I said, dude, I said, here, you stay on the couch and you sip chicken broth, and there should never be a commercial on this screen.
Wow.
I said, with four things going on, I want you to think like an editor here, based on importance, that there should never be a commercial on this screen.
While sick.
Right. He's fine. He's just fine. He'll have a rough day. He'll be fine.
He's dehydrated.
He's fine.
He can't hold anything down.
He's
nodding off, but
no.
Make sure I don't see any commercials,
son. Get it done. There should not be any ads on this screen. So if we go to the Hawks game, and it's like we saw that gorgeous pass where Kane just drops it off and the no-look pass. And
still ridiculous.
And, I mean, it was just gorgeous. So I'm like, okay. So we flip away. And then on the crawl, during the college football game, on the crawl it says Blackhawks 3, Penguins nothing. Like, what?
Yeah.
And we go right back, like, dude, how did you miss two goals? Like, I don't know. Yeah. And then I wasn't
even. It wasn't on him.
Right. And then we saw another
one. It was on Antti Niemi's dumbass.
And we tuned back just in time for that. What with that awful rebound? There's a shot right at Niemi. And for some reason, he hits it like his stick is vertical, like upside down.
For some reason.
And then he hits it with his hand and the stick at the same time. And he's lying there, and they throw it over his shoulder.
He was as high as a Snoop Dogg concert last night. Like, there was no. I've never seen a goalie dodge the puck before. Like, I've never seen a goalie
say, hey, that might hurt.
Right. It's the new heavy puck. I'm not really rocking with this year. They scored 10 goals on the defending champions.
You almost hit me with that puck, man.
And it's not like this is one of those,
doing it.
We're playing a scrub. We're playing some scrub-ass team. Like, this team has built up their little, I don't like you, you don't like me, but we're gentlemen enough to not say we hate each other rivalry. Mm-hmm. And you're on national television, because that was a nationally televised game last night as well. You get whooped 10-1. I'm sorry. Somebody's got to go. Like, Antti Niemi and Nick Folk should fold their jerseys up and catch a Greyhound home.
When you're trying out Roberto Aguayo again,
second time around,
like the Bears did too. You know, the Bears, they didn't say anything about it, but they brought him through for another look-see. Stop doing that.
Hey, Nick Folk last night, if you didn't see the game that I thought would hit every over, this is why I don't bet. 19-14, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers kicker missed 3 field goals last night. One was 51, I believe.
But that's with
another was 46, and he missed a 31-yarder.
That's a combined 640 yards of passing offense, too, for 36 points.
Well, because it's Thursday Night Football, and everybody's dead.
33 points.
Everybody's dead and stupid and high like Antti Niemi. He's missed, I believe, he's missed 5 of his last 6 kicks, and he's missed 2 extra points. How are you still employing him?
Yeah.
You're trying to lose football games.
That argues for what an earlier caller told us in our whole fixing football segment before, just doing away with the kicking game entirely. Do we need it? Do we really need this?
Return, like, when you pop a return, it's still cool.
Use a jugs gun, then.
When you get a return, it's still cool to see. If you got a weapon like Tyreek Hill or Devin Hester or Dante Hall or, you know, Eric Metcalf back in the day, if you got a weapon like that, I feel like you could still credit scouting to draft a kick returner or a person who can just do that one thing over and over and do it well. But I that game last night, the baseball game took me to a place where I was like, okay. Playoff baseball.
Right. Finally.
Hi, how you doing? I don't need to see every reliever that you forgot. They went Bauer, then they went Miller. Game was over. Cody Allen, game's over. You know, that's what playoff baseball has looked like and should look like, because I don't know if I'm an old baseball fart, but I took over for one, so I might as well continue that.
That might be the chair at this point, right?
Right. But, man, I watched that game last night, and to see Aaron Judge be befuddled and what he did, what Trevor Bauer did to Gary Sanchez last night, he threw that man 5 straight curveballs, 1 at bat, and then the next at bat he threw him 4 straight curveballs. So it's like, I know what's going to get you out. You're going to have to execute against one of my better pitches. Like, that's what it's all about, and that's why tonight – it's so exciting, because I heard a lot of people talking on the Spiegel and Parkin show on the way in here about last year and how they felt and how they're dragging that feeling into this year. And should you know, is it as special? I'm telling you now, the moment first pitch happens, I don't need anybody to forget about last year's World Series, but it's a new thing. The moment the first pitch happened, now if you want to rest on it and go, the foundation is, if they're getting blown out 7-1, you know, 3 innings in, you're like, hey, won a World Series last year. I would not mind you do that at all. That's the crap you can talk when you win a World Series. But the moment that first pitch is thrown tonight, you're going to get back into that Cubs mode of getting greedy and wanting it again. Because for one, a lot of teams don't go back to the playoffs. Never mind the fact that they were one of the best teams in baseball August on. So, you know, there's that vibe that I've been hearing all morning, mulling and handling, listen to them, listen to Spiegel and Parkins. People are starting to get juiced up again, and rightfully so, because this talent is young enough and good enough, and hopefully your bullpen matches up with Washington's bullpen, which is why I'm a little irpy. I don't trust John Lester the same way. Jonah Carey said it today, that John Lester doesn't have that same vim and vigor that he thought, you know, that we've seen before.
Jonah Carey was awesome. He's always good. But on the muscle today, talking about bullpens and making it very simple about how to build a bullpen. And that's by finding enough failed starters who are good enough who all throw 98.
Yeah. Can you get people out? All right. You're in our bullpen. Are you a failed starter? All right. Can you get people out?
Are you good enough to start? No.
Right. Okay. Can you get people out? You know, can you redline it for 25 pitches, because that's all we need out of you. And I was also thinking on the way here, Dan, the most important acquisitions in Chicago sports history. And you can name a few of them. You know, Jordan being drafted.
Oh, you're not talking about in a given year?
Just period. I'm talking about for a franchise, for this city. Theo Epstein and what he said was going to happen and what has happened and what he set up for the next four or five. Like, we're just at the start of his ride.
Do you remember the reaction? Why do you think he was? And then the sarcastic Sun-Times picture of him walking on water as if to say that people shouldn't be excited. As if, like, nobody paid any attention to what happened in Boston.
There's a lot of media types with cubby blue pasties on that were doubting everything about Theo Epstein and this process that
not
he wanted
just,
you to trust.
Not just doubting, lampooning people who believed. That's what bothered me, is that, and I
guys
often,
who are Cubs guys,
right,
too.
Here's the thing, too, and I've often been criticized, you know, 20 years here plus, been criticized, oh, you're Mr. Negative, you're taking the fun out of this, why you have to be cynical, why you always have to ask questions, why you ruin this. And one time that I get really excited about something, and I said, you know, it happens every once in a while. Sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. But when I said, look, this is, they just did what you never dreamed of them doing. And
they hired an architect.
And got ridiculed. Why do you think, just because he's named Epstein?
I was going to say, there's a few layers there.
There was a whole
bunch.
You're
rooting for him because you're Jewish, he's Jewish.
There's a whole bunch of stuff going on there where it's like, and you know what? I felt really good to see that, something that I invested in, whatever you want to, whatever this capital is that we spend with our words here, that I felt invested in that belief. And I'm not generally a true believer in stuff. But you know what? It was true. It was. And a lot of people are like, this is never going to work. This is going to work. I don't understand the plan. Sign
prospects
pool holes.
Suspects.
Yeah. Why aren't they signing the big free agents?
Yeah.
I mean, come
on. To go with Brian LaHare.
Come on. That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. We're at Fatty's in DeKalb. Come have a Bud Light and get your playoff and Bears weekend started. Whoa, big sports stuff going on. That's why you got it here on The Score.
Hey, Cubs fans, it's Pat Hughes
and Ron Coomer,
the voices of Cubs Radio on 670 The Score.
And the Cubs win the Central Division.
Don't miss any exciting moment from our hometown call of Cubs playoff baseball, only on Cubs Radio 670 The Score.
The official radio home of the NL Central Division Championship.
I'm Jeff Gannett, CEO of Macy's, and I'd like to introduce the new and improved Macy's Star Rewards, a simpler rewards program starring you. Silver status means 25% off any day you choose with Star Passes. Gold status means getting free shipping with no minimum plus the Silver status benefit. Platinum status means 5% back in rewards every day with your Macy's card. No merchandise exclusions, plus gold and silver status benefits.
Macy's Star Rewards, exclusive to Macy's cardholders. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/...
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL series premiere Monday, only CBS.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, this is how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It feels a little more normal now. I mean, realistically, when you're going into the postseason with a franchise that hasn't won in that long or close to that long, there's a little bit of added emphasis, a little bit of added desperation not to miss an opportunity to do it because you don't know how many of those opportunities are going to come along. And once you've taken care of that, you don't want to win any less. But you view these opportunities as now things to get excited about, chances to do it again, rather than, you know, these fleeting, ephemeral moments of opportunity that might pass you by.
Theo Epstein, who was on with the Spiegelman Parkin Show yesterday. Yeah, the meal has been prepared. You've been dining on it for the last couple of years. You'll probably be dining on it for the next 4 or 5 years. It's a good meal, and it's a meal that took time to cook. I don't know that they're... In my lifetime, I don't know that there's been a more impactful acquisition. I mean, the Jordan draft pick changed sports, changed this city, but the Bulls aren't as storied as the Chicago Cubs.
And I wouldn't call Rocky Wirtz an acquisition, but if you want to start looking at some of those essential changes and transformative changes, the death of Bill Wirtz, while it wasn't something they actually did, it so happened to be the time that the Hawks decided to join modernity, and they went out and hired John McDonough.
You knew it was happening as soon as Bill died, too.
Correct.
Because there were talks of, as soon as Rocky gets this team, you will see them on TV. You will see them marketed differently.
There were whispers about it forever.
Yeah. Same way with in Oakland when Al Davis went. You know, you knew that Mark Davis was going to take over and do his thing, even though he was going to keep Al's hair.
No, it does it different. Al had like Vitalis, you know, like a hair
Dick Vitale
pomade thing going on. But Mark just has the floby kind of.
It's not the full Sully.
why are you going to do that?
Have you seen Sully's haircut?
I have.
Yes. Why are you questioning anything that I said?
I have.
Sully's a good-looking man, if you like that kind of thing.
This segment brought to you by Target. Trick out your Halloween at Target with costumes, candy, decor, and more with scary good prices every week. Target, run and done. There are Bud Light specials here at Fatty's, and that is all the more reason for you to come here. Their wings are phenomenal. They're famous for their Cajun potato salad.
I heard. Yeah. Everybody texted me and tweeted me, said, try the potato salad, Jason. I will try some potato salad. I tried the buffalo chicken wrap, and it was delectable.
I had the grilled chicken salad, and it was delectable, and I asked, they said, do you need anything else? And I said, yeah, I could use some salt and pepper and three more people to help me eat the salad.
It is not a small salad. It is not a small, but maybe they brought over the Bernstein special size.
Please.
Because they know how you can run through a salad.
I didn't finish it.
Oh, you did?
No, which is rare. I had to tap out.
Well, Fatty's has got everything for you. They got the Bud Light. They got us. We got, you know, all these TVs. We're watching Houston and Boston right now. Carlos Correa going, yah, and really, really deep out there. And you know, Dallas Keuchel got out of a couple of jams early on in the game, so it should be fun.
Have you had it before?
No, I haven't. They brought over the Cajun's potato salad for us to dine on now.
I have experienced that before. You go ahead and have that,
right.
And I will let people know that Olin Krutz is going to join us next. He's been a terrific follow on Twitter, as we've mentioned, breaking things down. He can also tell us about young quarterbacks, because he's dealt with enough of them to know what that huddle is like. All right, Food Network judge, what say you, Simon Majumdar?
It is excellent.
Is anything more descriptive?
Just creamy enough.
Okay.
You know, just enough tang. I don't like a lot of tang.
No, a good little heat.
Yeah, a little heat
just
on there.
Just salty enough.
The skins are crispy enough on the potatoes. And there's no damn peas.
Is that a rule
for
all things you consume?
No, this is good.
Is that a deal breaker?
No, they are, but I'm trying to make sure my kid eats healthy, so I got to not talk like that on the air.
Well, we had an issue with our baby with peas when we realized after the
you
fact.
You might as well just put him in the diaper.
We realized, listen, we realized after the fact not a single pea had actually been chewed.
You might as well just grind them up, throw them in the diaper, right. Skip them in.
We weren't grinding them up. This is when
oh, we're pureeing them.
Yeah. She was picking them.
Okay.
Yeah, she was picking a little like off the tray and eating them with like little cubes.
Yeah, we puree them
and not chewing them at all.
Just swallowing
them, which means you get there's zero nutrition, there's zero digestion. It's like
she's just a vessel for the pee.
We might as well have picked it up and put it right in the diaper. Nicely done.
A man who's chewed many peas and other vegetables and made him big and strong and have an NFL career for the Chicago Bears. Olin Krutz will join us next to talk about Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, he used to chew like on the Hawaiian island. They would chew entire pigs. You know, they cook them in the ground and then
Spam's
huge.
Yeah,
because of World War II.
A delicacy. Yeah,
spam, there are restaurants there that do all kinds of things with spam.
So we won't talk about that with Olin. We will talk football on the Bernstein and Golf Show. We're live out here at Fatty's Pub and Grill in DeKalb. Hanging out courtesy of Bud Light on 670 The Score.
This Monday will be no ordinary Monday. It'll be epic. The Cubs take on the Nationals at Wrigley Field in Game 3 of the NLDS.
He's got a Cubs win!
Rookie Mitch Trubisky will face his first test as Bears starting QB under the Monday night lights of Soldier Field versus the Vikings.
Touchdown from Mitchell Trubisky!
All day Monday, we'll get you ready for these two mega Chicago sports events. And tune in Tuesday for in-depth recap and reaction. Only one station can deliver an event this big. Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Your weekly horoscope. Aries, this week is all about the future and figuring out which way you want your path to go. Taurus, it's been too long since you've straightened out your finances. Get on it. Gemini, a romantic mystery might bring up some interesting surprises. Cancer, be it in your family life or in matters at work, be on the lookout for something dangerous. Leo, you may need some help with a big question coming your way. Talk to someone you trust. And Virgo, while your instinct may be to go with the crowd, make sure you're doing the right thing. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type stuff right there.
Trestman-ish.
That really is.
Yeah, that was a really bad
performance. It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
I'm Jeff Gannett, CEO of Macy's, and I'd like to introduce the new and improved Macy's Star Rewards, a simpler rewards program starring you. Silver status means 25% off any day you choose with Star Passes. Gold status means getting free shipping with no minimum plus the Silver status benefit. Platinum status means 5% back in rewards every day with your Macy's card. No merchandise exclusions, plus gold and silver status benefits.
Macy's Star Rewards, exclusive to Macy's cardholders. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a tailgate and I want our style to stand out from the crowd.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old